Okay, wow. I'm here again after years and years. Actually, it's been a month. I really wanted to do it yesterday, so it wouldn't be a whole month. But you know what? Fuck it. We here now. And that's what matters. Vanessa. And, we just, we're not feeling it, okay? We thought we weren't gonna come back here. We thought we'd given up again and quit, which we did. But throughout this month, we've been still doing things. We fell off completely and like gave up. And then slowly would feel the urges to do things and started doing them. And so once again, maybe it's been a month since I've been on here and I really thought I was done, but I'm back here now and it started over, and that's what matters. And I guess I just need to realize when the giving up process is happening, because you'd think it'd be obvious and it'd be like a I quit moment. But no, we just slowly start fading and giving up, not sticking to routines and such, until we're not doing anything productive. And then it's that whole cycle of trying to deal with the negative, for lack of a better term, feelings, if you will. And I don't know. It's a nightmare still and sucks a lot. But I really, I'm just getting in a better place about it. I'm not as intensely negative immediately all the time. Yeah. I'm in here. But, I am getting better. It's weird because we're always, I feel like we always say the same things on here to us, because in a way we do. But we're getting better at bridging the gap between not doing anything and hating ourselves, and then just like trying to understand the process and understand in the sense of like, this is a process and we're not going to be good at it right away, but we could take small strides. And if it doesn't feel like much, too bad. We got to act like it is so that we could keep feeding that cycle and it continues. And we've been like overall just handling the chaos a little bit better. We're not completely falling apart and a lot of the same things are happening. We just got a better grip on it in a way, but you know, we always say that and then immediately after we do something fucking crazy. So we're just managing our process better, just allowing it and reminding ourselves that as short as we wait, I'm out of order that. But as much as we fall short, there we go. There it is. Wow. As much as we fall short, we just accept it. Accept that this is who we are right now. And as long as we're working on getting better by actually taking action in real time, that's what matters. That's where the growth comes from and where doing our best. just need to remember that quitting for us is a fucking slimy, greasy process in our brain, because we are trying to trick ourselves and we're still okay good at it. And we just need to remember. Again, it feels like it should be obvious when we quit, but we're learning that that's not the only way we quit. We don't just get angry and just yell, "I quit! Fuck this shit!" Okay, quitting for us is also just slowly slipping into the negative emotions and feelings and thoughts, if you will. I don't know, man. I'm just like, we're so tired of this shit. Tired of it. Oh, I always say the same things, do the same things. Every day is the same. Nothing matters. And I'm just over here trying to get my fucking mental, emotional, spiritual game so much better than this so-called 3D reality and humanness so that I could keep fucking persevering and stay focused. And it's not going as well as I'd hope, but it's been a lot worse, so here we are. Still and again, we just want to bang our head against the wall, and we're just trying to fight the urge not to, and just be optimistic and shit. I don't know, like, it makes no sense here. But we had this interesting thought the other day about what's happening with us, and the thought was, that fuck, I can't remember the thought. It was right there. Tip of the tongue. Tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. I can't fucking remember what the goddamn thought was, but I feel like maybe it has something to do with just trusting the process. You know, once again, we're having those feelings that we've talked about before where we're in the suck, like feeling at the lowest we can go, not in a good way. Is there a good way? Yes, there is. And if you don't know that, you, okay? We're just being low. And just thinking that, you know what? As much as we expect from ourselves and we fall so short, we're still human. And we're not even good at that. Being a human, even though we've been here for basically like 50, 100 years. 50, 100, that's what I said. And, you know, just enjoy it. Enjoy the humanness. So we're sitting there just trying to not be overwhelmed and drowned by life's realities that we don't agree with, and we're trying to counteract in the way that we do. Shedding tears here and there, and in those moments just trying to appreciate it. And it's really fucking difficult to do a lot of the times, but I mean, that's the thing about being human, right? We think everything drags on so long, and it's just this horror nightmare hell, or at least is what I think. But our time here is so limited in the grand spectrum of things. And so many things here aren't human. May or may not have consciousness. But we, as humans, just have a unique privilege of perspective in life. And it sucks a lot. But we can enjoy the suck or appreciate it because we know the truth is that without the sucking, all this good shit that we imagine and want and are going towards wouldn't be shit without all this fucking annoying ass stuff bogging us down. Because humans, we feel our best mostly when we feel like we've earned things, no matter how micro. Just putting in the work to accomplish something like making your bed. We know we really fall on course when we don't even make the bed. Because that's not the same, Vanessa, as feeling free in the moment. Like, I don't want to waste time on this. This is not important. Not that. It's like, I'm tired of this habitual life. And I hate myself. I can barely get out of bed. I'm not going to make it. And again, just need to figure out how to channel in those moments appreciation. Just a little bit of appreciation and gratitude for the fact that we're still here. Because so many reasons are here that could have prevented it and can prevent it. And we just, we're trying so hard. And again, maybe people don't get it, they don't understand, whatever, man. We don't even always understand this shit. But we're walking by faith and not so much by sight. And we get it, that's fucking crazy. Very DeLulu, La La Land, bitch, get your head out of the clouds. I get it, I get it. We get it, okay? We don't navigate the real world in that essence, but as far as our own journey, figuring it out, we do. So we're just off the beaten path a little bit. And we're just, I don't know. Feels like we're mostly just learning how to be self-sufficient, how to self-soothe, how to take matters of our life into our own hands and control the narrative or steer it in a direction that we want, that we choose. And it doesn't matter how many obstacles try to confront us. We're just laying a foundation of mental, emotional, spiritual fortitude so that we can take whatever this fucking bullshit ass hell has to throw at us. And it's not fun always, and it's not pretty, and it's very embarrassing. Alas, we are who we are, and we are where we are. And we did this to ourselves. We are where we are in life because of our own doing. And we're not looking for any fucking validation for it or excuse for it. It is what it is. We're just trying to put all our momentum into moving forward and building and not giving a fuck about what's falling apart on the outskirts. Especially when it doesn't fucking concern us. Who cares? You know, I saw this video because we're highly fascinated by eagles. They're so regal. Honestly, it's so American dream. I'm so glad that the bald eagle is our thing. But they talk about how this like Discovery Channel type could not be true, but that's irrelevant. The point is, they talk about how no animals out there will challenge the eagle except for the fucking crow. And we think, of course they would. How fucking dare they? They're basically the flies of the sky. Wait, flies are also in the sky. They're basically the flies of the birds, probably. I don't know enough birds to say that, actually. But it's a very common bird, the crow. And we know that it eats garbage. And apparently crows will get on top of eagles' backs and nip at them. And fuck with them, basically. Who knows what their objective is? Probably thinking, oh, I'm going to eat a bald eagle today. Idiot. And what does the eagle do? It spends zero of its time and effort and energy on fighting the crow. Instead, this badass motherfucker just elevates, gets higher. So high, in fact, to where the crow lacks oxygen and falls off its fucking back. And that's how they handle their lightweight. And we need to be about that shit. In every sense of that. So we don't need to fucking worry about all the shit we're doing wrong. We do plenty of shit wrong. It's like one of the things we can count on from ourselves. You know, humans. We fuck up. And we're emotional. We confuse emotion with logic and reasoning. And fine. You know, we've been so hard on ourselves our whole life. We don't need to beat a dead horse. We just need to start where we stand. Take control of what we can and do it. Just do it. And remember that fundamentally, we're building a foundation of mental, physical, well, hopefully physical, mental, emotional, spiritual fortitude. And it's okay that we're not good at it. And we fail and we suck. At least we have enough fucking heart to try and go after it, no matter how dumb it looks. And we seem, because we seem very dumb. And it's okay. Don't need to double down on that. Fuck that. That is what it is. We need to double down on what we're doing right. Like, getting on here. We had some time right now. We've been doing this for like a week. Just trying to find the right time to talk. Knowing we don't want to talk. But today, perfect time. We just went for it. And now look at us. And we just need to keep doing these things. Like I said, Vanessa, we're still slowly, we've gotten back to the other things that we're supposed to be doing. This was just one of the things we really didn't want to pick up again. It feels so sad and pointless. And we're just tired of that feeling. So what? It still comes to haunt us and we need to figure out how to combat it. Okay? There's a reason for the foundational setting of us is so that when these kinds of thoughts and feelings happen, we can fight them accordingly, appropriately, and mitigate the chances that we're going to go off rail again. And fucking just be even more useless. And to just remember that so much of what we're being shown and told for just human terms. Because it's not, again, we're walking more by faith than by sight. So despite everything feeling against all odds, we need to figure out how to keep your head in the game. Just keep moving. Just keep going, adapting. Because we've been mulling over forever now, years, even before we were starting to change ourselves. Just like how to deal with the suck. And there really is no other way than to either A, be creative about it, or B, just focus all our energy and time on the doable things, things we can change, things we can control, not worry about all the rest. Like Napoleon Hill, he talks about how he had a conversation with Henry Ford where he asked him if there's anything that Henry Ford thinks he cannot do. And Henry said no. He genuinely believes that he can do anything he sets his mind to. And when asked by Napoleon if he always was like that, Ford said no. He had to learn. And when he did, he realized that when he wants to do something, he spends zero time and energy on the reasons why he cannot do something, and instead focuses all his energy and time on what he can do. And not only that, but he takes immediate action with the things that he can. And he just allows for everything else to fall into place as it will. Because that's what it is here, right? You plant a seed, you reap a harvest. And this is obviously literal as well as metaphorical. If you can't find the way, you make it. And unseen forces will conspire in your favor as long as you're abiding by the universal laws. And if Henry Ford thought like that, fucking mogul he was, what the fuck makes us think that we shouldn't act like that and think like that? We must. And we will. We're just doing our version of this. And we're slow as snails. But better to be solidified than have a crumbly foundation that doesn't fucking matter and fuck everything and everyone. Because it will fall apart. And at least if a solid foundation falls apart, there's room for a fight. Because we will fight. But then if it falls apart, fuck it. It was meant to. And we don't crumble in that process with it. And that's mostly our goal. No matter what or who tries to fuck with us, it will not interfere with the way that we see ourselves and the way we behave, and our values and principles do not change. That's what this work is for us, mostly. I mean, we got like human goals too we want, but mostly this process is just about developing character and a solid, mostly immovable foundation. Where there's things like trust and loyalty and equal efforts. You know what I'm trying to say. Vanessa. So go do, just keep doing you. And we'll be back here again. Hopefully. Speaking. No, we will. We will. We're gonna try. But, I mean, it's just like, how much pep talk can we fucking give ourselves? The limit does not exist, it feels like. So, fine, man. Like, that's it then. That's the game. Our opposition here never fucking rests. And it never will. And it works over time. And, as if that's not enough, it's so much easier to be the opposite of what we want. Okay? Like, we hear something terrifying. We recently, in the last few weeks, we saw this person who was on a bunch of, like, podcasts. And at first we thought it was very intriguing. It was, like, hyper-controversial, you know, like, that wow factor type. Any buzz is good buzz. He's like that, just saying crazy shit. Like, he's on... Oh my god, I laughed so hard, but actually this dude's really terrifying. He said he developed methamphetamine addiction. First of all, how do you say that on a podcast everywhere and not be arrested? That's wild. But he developed this addiction to prove that he could quit and that people who were addicted to stuff were losers who were weak. And okay, the position's aggressive as fuck and it's really not that necessary, but it's hilarious. No, it's not hilarious. Actually, it's very terrifying. I did laugh because I don't know this guy. But like the more I'd watch him, the more I'm like, oh, okay, he's intentionally trying to be like bully. And he's definitely a little bit fucking crazy. Who does that? Who does that? Like, I respect it, but also, I don't know, it could go either way. What's the point here, Vanessa, of this character? Because we don't know who he is. As a person in this could be a character, is that it was basically everything we're not and we don't want to be. Like, this motherfucker straight up said that in, like, business dealings, his only objective is to take all the other person's money. And then, the interviewer said, what makes you, or what do you do to deserve it? And this motherfucker said irrelevant. If he wants it and you can't protect it from him, he will take it all. And I'm not, like, judging him at his word, per se. What I'm trying to emphasize here is that, like, this is exactly the opposite of human that we want to be. And thankfully, we've never been that ridiculous unless we're fucking around. See, because we fuck around a lot and we talk shit and it sounds like that guy, but we don't always mean it. We're just playing with people. Because we're also simultaneously teaching them, hopefully, have a better foundation for what they believe in. But that's irrelevant. Mostly we just do it to be a dick. But then it occurred to me, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So if I, not if, the fact that I even have decided who I want to be, like the kind of person I want to be and the things I want to do, the fact that I've taken time to define it and take action toward it, by definition means there's obviously somebody else, other people, even more than that, who are going to be the exact opposite. And that's fucking crazy. Like, how do you deal with crazy? You can't, because crazy's fucking crazy. You can't reason with that. And that's terrifying. So we cannot do that. We cannot lose sight of what we're doing. We just got to figure out a way to make it meaningful and profound so we don't stop and quit all the time. And we don't keep saying this is pointless, this is useless. Because the more we say it, the more we're just feeding that cycle. And we don't want to feed that cycle. We want another one that says, I don't care what's happening around me. I will achieve what I want to achieve and I will do it for mine and all highest good only. Don't know how possible that is yet, but eventually we gonna get it down packed right, okay? Just like the best packed bowl you've ever seen. And I don't know. Just our words need to be better. We need to take certain words out of our vocabulary and just forget that they exist. Like, pointless and useless. And, just keep putting effort. And remembering that this place is hell. So, of course, it's going to fight the good. And it's so much easier to not be good. Again, just lack of better terms. Because good and evil, subjective. And honestly, in Hollywood films, I'm always for the evil because they make a lot more sense. But that's just a personal thing, Vanessa, that doesn't really add to this conversation per se, except to say that people are people, and we just need to be the kind of person with direction and purpose, and more than that even, someone who can enjoy time here as a human, genuinely, profoundly, that it can impact others if they will allow it for the better. And again, even if not, at best, at worst, it's just us who'll benefit. And even then, that's way more than enough. It's all we need, really. So we just are here to remind you, Vanessa. Also, we want to bring up something that we've been mulling over for a while. And it's about Amy Schumer and her raping. First of all, Vanessa, like, I know this is so embarrassing, but whatever. I have to say it now. I have to say it. We don't fucking know her, okay? We don't know who she is as a person. We don't know her life. We should not be judging her as if she did it. Like, even if she said it, you don't know. Because, again, we fuck around all the time. We're always saying crazy shit just to get people riled up. And yeah, most of the time they deserve it, but sometimes we're just being dickheads and it's hilarious for us. But we don't know her, so we shouldn't fucking be talking about her like we know her. And so for that, I'm just saying out loud, I apologize for that, because I don't know you. And I really like her work. She's fucking was hilarious at one time to me. And even though there's this weird debacle with myself between, like, can you separate the art from the person? I'd like to think that, obviously, yes, you can. And you should. And so, this could be a whole ruse that she's doing. And I fell for it like an idiot. Okay? But even more than that, this is the real reason we're bringing it up, Vanessa, is that we, again, just need to keep solidifying our idea of what it means to be God, what's a word? We're defining our own morality, basically. While also considering, like, group mentality about it. And Vanessa, we just need to remember that, like, let's say that this is real, what she did. We want to be the kind of person who, even if somebody in our immediate circle has done that, we can't just abandon them. Yeah, that's horrific and horrible, and I personally will have so many issues with it. And they will obviously see the darkest sides of me. But that's because I care about them. And I want to find a happy medium somehow. But I don't want to just completely discard somebody for that. Like, I haven't done fucked up shit. Please. Fuck up all the time. Plenty of times we've been fucked up. And like Black Widow said in one of the Avenger movies, I think it might have been Endgame, where she told Hawkeye she doesn't judge people from the bad things that they've done. Because that makes sense to us. We all do bad, fucked up shit, and we all deserve forgiveness at some point, in some way. And also, just look at us. Really? We want to be the fucking moral police all of a sudden and judge and condemn somebody in our group for being called out like that? No. No. Because what goes around comes around. And we're all stupid humans and we do stupid human things. I know I do and have. And it's embarrassing and it sucks. And I just want to be the kind of person that, even if it is horrific and everybody on planet Earth once again is like, fuck you, bitch, die to me, I will still stand by my people's side. Because I don't give a fuck what you think. If I did, I would already be dead. Plenty of people trying to bring this down, which is so hilarious. Because, like, how much further can I fall? Are you kidding me? Clearly, I have nothing better to do. But you're pretending like you're better than me. So, hilarious. But, just to loop it back around, we don't want to be fickle with our relationships. We want to spend massive amounts of time and energy and effort to make sure that they're high quality, harmonious relationships, with the understanding that they're also fucking human and make mistakes. We all do. And I'm not going to be the fucking douchebag to turn my back on them without the proper rubric scale that I have for myself. And they will already be in the knowing and all that, so this is just a reminder for that. Okay? Sorry to talk shit about you, Amy Schumer. I don't know you. I don't know your life. Also, at the same time, if people in our immediate circle do crazy shit like that, we need to be able to handle it in a way that is beneficial for all parties. But again, that won't be a conversation for the public world. That's a private conversation. I will do what I want. But just remember that, bitch. Don't judge, lest you be judged. And bitch, you ain't got no right to judge all the shit we done. Kidding me? So fucking keep it together. Don't be a stupid bitch for no reason. And somehow things will magically work out, probably. At the very least, we just want to make our experience here worth it and enjoyable as much as possible, and making connections that are genuine and real. And that's what we need to keep at the forefront of our mind, especially when all is lost and seems pointless. No, it's not. Even if this is a video game, our soul's gonna grow from it and get better if we allow it, which we will allow only that. So, keep it together. Good for you for coming back, bitch. Pat yourself on the back. And hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. If not, definitely sooner than a month. So, okay, that's all I got.